Thank you. Craig, you want to call the roll again real quick?
Yeah, okay. So I have Ken Freeland, Robin Horton, Dwayne Dietz, James Hufford, Don Mazurlian, George Ripley, and Craig McKee on the call so far.
Thank you. And this is the 9/11 Truth Teleconference for 8/29/12. We are in the process of approving the 7/25/12 teleconference minutes. There have been no requests for amendment, so the minutes are approved as posted by Craig McKee. We will move on to approval of the draft agenda, which was circulated on time around last Saturday. Are there any requests to amend the agenda or to add items to the agenda?
Robin?
Robin, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to add to the agenda an opportunity for myself to discuss what I have discovered in the streets lately, which is a really big uptick in interest, and about handing out DVDs and interest in passersby and people that I take my apparatus and parade in front of. The reason I'm going to suggest that it is done before Don Mazurlian's amendments, because my presentation in the street basically is peace oriented, and I move into the 9/11 events. And one of Don's requests is to focus the conference to truth and justice. And I thought we had talked about peace at that at one time, so I would be. So when Don's thing comes up, I will be suggesting we include peace. So giving my background to this before that would be a positive.
All right. Are there any objections to making is about 5 minutes enough for this, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Any objections to giving 5 minutes for him to discuss increased response to the streets before item 4. So this would become item 4 on the agenda. Any objections to that 5 minutes for that item?
I think since we had the agenda first, I think that should come afterwards, and we should cover what I've got, which is separate.
Very well. We'll take a vote then. All in favor of this item being item number 4, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay, then it becomes item number 4. Then, are there any other amendments to the agenda?
Yes, Ken, I think we could have a discussion of the video by Steve Diak that I circulated this afternoon for those who watched it, and if there aren't enough people to do that, maybe we could have that. Put it on for next month, and maybe even invite Steve to come on the call and answer our questions.
Okay, so you'd like a preliminary discussion tonight and perhaps a follow-up discussion next month, is that correct?
Sure, yeah, I think that would cover it.
Okay, how long do you want, about 15 minutes for that or 10 minutes or what?
Oh, let's try 10 minutes, see if that's long enough.
Okay. Any objection to adding a discussion of Steve's experimental project about with the wingtip, or the wing and the wing and the steel structure. Any objections to that? Okay, then we'll do 10 minutes or so on focused discussion on that following the other items on the agenda. Okay, so our next item then on the agenda is Robin Horton. Robin, go ahead.
Okay, this is a focus of how successful I am at giving out the Experts Speak Out DVD. I live in Kingston, Washington, which is a ferry town, so I can flip over to Seattle and be in very busy places at sports events and whatever. And also I work the ferry traffic where there's a lot of traffic coming and going. I have a large 3x5 sign with two attached signs on either end. And I've been doing this for quite a few years. And recently, I have had a significant uptick in the ability to pass this information out because I've got I attach another sign to this apparatus that says a free DVD. But here's the point. This is what has really drawn interest, that there are two attached signs to my major banner, and the banner says Work for Peace through 9/11 Truth, and it has a big peace symbol on it, so it's very observable. On the left and right side, I have two signs that sit much higher, and one of them says Israel and 9/11, Google Dancing Israelis. And on the other side, it says Muslims scapegoats on 9/11. And you would think that that would, it's a very observable presentation. You can't miss me, and I go amongst cars and people and whatever. And this is really, I mean, the DVDs are virtually flying out of my hands in comparison to the last 5 years. A while ago, who's the fella from Arkansas does all the DVDs? I've forgotten his name right now. I met him in California.
Tom Spaden.
Tom, right, yes. He gave me like 300, and they're all gone. I'm on my own third 100. I've asked architects for engineers for 5,000, and they gave me two. In any event, the point is that they're really flying out of my hands right now, and I actually am asking for some formal help from somebody who knows how to do this. Expert Speaks Out is deficient in that it doesn't talk about Larry Silverstein. So I want to find somebody who can help make a master DVD that starts off with Bob Bowman's 3 minutes, goes to Expert Speaks Out, and then if I can find something that has got to do with the dancing Israelis, I think it's going to really be wonderful. So I just wanted to let you know that this discussion, being in the middle of politics and Rachel Corrie just being, you know, in the news, and Israel being in the news, and all the money that's being floated around, there seems to be a very uptick in interest, as is there, also because of all of the deaths and insanity that's coming back every week from Afghanistan. So I'm finding tying 9/11 and peace in being very successful, and I'm also finding those other two signs about Israel and the Muslim community to be very thought-provoking. That's all I really have to say on that. So I think I'm under the 5 minutes.
Yep, you were. Thank you, Robert. Okay. Let's move on then to three proposals here that Don Mazzarian wishes to make. The first one is a proposal to change the name of 9/11 Truth Teleconference to 9/11 Truth and Justice Teleconference. Is there a second for his proposal?
Yeah, I think we should second it for a discussion.
Well, who's seconding? Just say
Robin,
your name. And
Robin
is seconding it. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Don, you're going to have the first opportunity to motivate the proposal, but based on what's happened in the past, I need to remind you that once you make your presentation, you no longer have the right to interrupt anybody else. Once they have the right to speak, and you will not have another turn to speak until
everything in the beginning. Okay, Ken.
I'm sorry you call this bad mouthing. I'm calling it a reminder, and this is my privilege as a facilitator. And you're interrupting me, which is not a good way to get started, Don. So I would suggest that you wait your turn to talk and let me finish what I have to say. If you wish to object to it, you may after I'm done. Okay. Once you are done with your presentation, you won't have another turn to speak until everyone else who wishes to speak has had at least one turn. And if you interrupt in between that between times, you'll be out of order. So you'll have
I have one question, and that is if a person is going to comment on it, I'd like to respond to that person at the time before somebody else brings up another point. I believe that that is a doctrine of fairness.
You do not have that right, and here's why, Don. Because once you make a proposal, and it's been seconded, and you've introduced it to the group, It's no longer your proposal. It belongs to the group. I don't think you've ever understood that, but that's the way it
works.
Whatever
you want to do, so, I'm sure Roberts will be very happy.
Well, this is Roberts will be very happy because that's the way Roberts writes his rules, okay? So you may now introduce your proposal, at which point you'll give it to the group, and we'll all take turns having our say about it. You have the first right to speak. Go ahead, please.
Okay, it's right there. You can read it. I propose changing our name to the 9/11 Truth and Justice Teleconference based on the fact that we have sufficient evidence that the government has lied and covered up 9/11 truth, and we should proceed to 9/11 justice.
I'll speak to it.
Well, wait a minute. Don, this is your opportunity to motivate us, so you should say everything you want to say that should convince people.
I don't think anybody on this call should need motivation to know that the government's been lying for 11 years. This is a 9/11 truth group. The only reason why you have a 9/11 truth group is because you have a government lie group. And so, I'm saying the government has lied, and when we get to point C, I will enumerate the 13 points that should be sufficient to go ahead with accepting this. Actually, the three things go together. So I would prefer to actually go through all three proposals and lump them together because they're all tied into each other. I'd rather
I'm going to take that for a proposal to combine these motions, but that has to be now passed by the group since they were presented individually.
Let's go. You know what I'd prefer to do is actually change the order, Ken. I'd like to make...
You can't take the order down because we've already accepted the agenda as is, so we can't change the order. Yeah, we can. We can take a two-thirds vote, but we can do it. If that's what you want us to stop and,
I'd like to cover point C first.
Okay. You would like to now change the agenda, which requires a two-thirds vote, and you would like to take C before A. Is that correct?
Exactly. I'd like to do item C first.
Okay.
Before I do A.
This is a debatable motion. Does anybody wish to speak against the motion?
Well, this is Dwayne.
Dwayne, go ahead.
I basically don't see why you have to change the order. So you're asking me to vote on something that requires a two-thirds majority, and I don't know what the rationale is. I would vote against it.
Okay, you won votes against. Fine.
It's not your turn. Who else would like to speak to this motion?
Robin?
Robin, go ahead.
I think that we should go as is the order, because I agree with Dwayne's mirror what Dwayne said.
Okay. Would anybody else like to speak to the motion to change the order of the agenda?
George. There are only six of us here. I recognize the need for some formality, but not a lot of formality, and I do understand that Don has done that. That it would be explanatory, perhaps, for Don if he were able to do this. So I have no objection to it whatsoever.
Would anybody else like to speak to this motion? All right. We'll take a vote. All in favor of changing the order of agenda so that C is taken before A, say aye.
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 All opposed?
Opposed.
Nay.
Okay, I counted three pluses and two minuses. That's not two-thirds, so the order remains.
It was four pluses.
All right, call the roll, please, Robin. Robin, call the roll, please.
You want me to ask each person? You're talking to me, or are you talking to Robin?
I don't.
You mean Craig?
I'm talking to Craig. Craig, please call the roll.
Okay, all right. Ken, are you for or against?
I'm not voting unless there's a need.
You're not voting. Okay, sorry, of course. Robin?
Nay.
Okay. Dwayne?
Nay.
James?
Yay.
Don?
Yay.
George?
Yay.
and I'm going to vote yes. So that's four, and four. Two again.
So okay. So, all right, so we take C then before A. Don, you have the right to speak first. This is your proposal. Go ahead.
Point of order, Dwayne, go
ahead.
This would have to be seconded before we can discuss it.
Oh, sorry, you are correct. Is there a second for this proposal that the teleconference accepts the 13-9-11 consensus points agreed upon by the consensus 9-11 and listed by the 9-11 evidence panel as the basis for pursuing 9-11 justice as enumerated in the draft agenda? Is there a second to this proposal?
Yeah, I guess so.
Who's second? Say your name when you second, please, so that we know who's seconding.
George.
Okay. Then moved and seconded. Don, you have the first right to speak.
Okay. I'll just read what I have here. I have one modification. I'll put that in. I propose that the majority members of the group state that this... I propose that the teleconference accept, quote, the 13-9-11 consensus points, end of quote, agreed upon by, quote, consensus 9-11, end of quote, and listed by, quote, the 9-11 best evidence panel, end of quote, as the basis for pursuing 9-11 justice. And I'll go over each point which I've summarized. One, FBI admits bin Laden was not responsible for 9-11. Two, office fires could not reach the 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit required to melt the steel. The maximum temperature of office fires with jet fuel is 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit. Three, massive steel beams were ejected 500 to 600 feet horizontally from the Twin Towers. I want to make one quick comment on that, too. NIST admits that a massive steel beam was ejected from Tower 1.
Excuse me, Don, before you continue, you really only have about a minute or two to make your points, okay, because other people need a chance to speak, and there's 10
minutes.
No, you don't have 10 minutes. The group has 10 minutes. You have a few of those to yourself. You have to leave time for others.
10 minutes per item, Roman numeral 4.
Ten minutes for the group per item, okay? You can't take them all yourself. You need to leave space for others. That's all I'm reminding you.
All right, okay. I'm just saying that NIST admits to point three, okay? Four is over 100 of the 500 members of the New York Fire Department stated that they heard explosions when the towers were collapsing. Five, the Twin Towers were designed to withstand the impact of the airplanes that struck the towers. Six, no skyscraper has ever collapsed due to fire, either before or after 9-11. Seven, NIST conceded that WTC-7 fell 100 feet in free fall for a period of about 2.25 seconds. No airline struck WTC-7. Eight, free fall collapse of the towers could only occur by a controlled demolition using explosives. Nine, unreacted nanothermite was found in the dust of the towers' collapse. Ten, pilots did not send a signal to FAA controllers that they were being hijacked. 11, the Shanksville crash scattered debris over 8 miles. 12, experienced airline pilots stated it was impossible for Flight 77 to have maneuvered to strike the Pentagon between the first and second floors without touching the ground. 13, when Dick Cheney was in the Pentagon bunker, a young man asked him whether the orders still stand. Cheney said they did.
Okay. Would anybody like to speak against the proposal?
I would. This is James, yeah. And I just like to say that I think those are all good points, or seem like they're good points today, but I don't think they should be taken as exclusive, and other good points can arise, and I could probably list several more if I took a half hour to do it. So I don't think there's any purpose in limiting ourselves to just considering these 13 points as the basis for 9/11 justice.
Thank you for your answer. Would anybody like to speak for the proposal?
I'd like to speak against it, Craig.
George?
Okay, well, wait a minute, Craig. Let's give somebody else a chance to speak for, if anybody does. Does anybody want to speak for it?
Yeah, George here. I don't see any problem in accepting these. As perhaps you want to change the word "the basis" to "a basis." We don't.
Is that a motion to amend, George?
Well, I'm just throwing that up for consideration. I'm brainstorming this as I go. I really didn't expect to find too much controversy. The point I think that Don is trying to get to is that we need to move to a different stage in the discussion of this, and that stage would be, as somebody else expressed somewhere along the line, all we need is a judge and a jury at this point, if we had a judge and a jury at this point, these would be 13 points that would be brought up. It certainly wouldn't be limited to this.
Okay, Craig.
I just wanted to point out that there are now 25 consensus points. So what we're really looking at are...
I'm limiting it to 13 points. I'm saying these are 13 points to start with. You can go on and add to this. I'm not saying these are the only points that exist.
Okay, hold on. Do I not still have the floor here?
Yeah, you're out of order. You're out of order again.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it doesn't actually say that we're going to more going to be added in the proposal. It doesn't say anything about that. And it's not that we're talking about adding points as new consensus points are added. They're already in existence. There are 25. So we're looking at taking the original 13 and picking those. And I think that there's a big problem with that, not because any of the points are wrong, but just because we're agreeing with another group's limiting of points. You know, we're the ones that they've decided to leave out, we're then leaving out sort of as a result. And I would be against that because not only that, but each of the points that's listed here is worth...
You're out of order. You're out of order. Please wait your turn to speak. You finished, Craig?
Yeah, and just let me, on this one point, the wording of each of the 13 that are listed here is somewhat different than the original point. The other original points have more detail to them, and so some of these points are just kind of, you know, they're not exactly the same as the original point. So it wouldn't be clear to me whether we'd be voting for the wording here or what's on the consensus website. So I would be against adopting these.
Okay. Would anybody else like to speak in favor of the proposal?
Do I have a chance to comment on some of the answers before you vote?
Not yet. Does anybody else want to speak against the proposal that hasn't spoken yet?
Robin. This is Dwayne.
Dwayne, go ahead. Dwayne, didn't you want to speak?
I said I wanted to speak earlier, but I never did speak.
Okay, then go ahead, please.
I think this will end up being contentious because there are a number of points that are not on the list that people feel passionate about, and it will just make those people angry and not want to work cooperatively with this group. So I think it's basically a negative thing to do for the group, even though the points are very good ones. Over.
Thank you. All right, everybody's had a chance to speak once. Would anybody like to speak for a second time? Keep it briefly.
Wait a minute, I didn't speak, Robin.
Go ahead, Robin.
Yes, I agree that it is too limiting and will be contentious, and I don't see it as necessary.
Okay, I'd like to make an amendment so I can address all of those to the proposal.
Go ahead, Don.
I'll change the word as the basis as a basis, and that means it will not be limiting to adding the 12 other points that are in a total of 25. These are just an initial 13 that were put forth by the best evidence panel, okay? And these are best evidence points, and they are...
Hold it right there. Okay.
Let me
finish. Any objections? No. We'll find out if there's any...
Go ahead.
Finish your sentence.
I don't want to be interrupted any more than you do, Ken. All right? To answer the question or the statement about... we don't know if that's everything's covered. These are summaries of...
That's the end of your sentence. That was the end of your sentence, okay? So are there any objections to Don amending this proposal to replace the with any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, then the proposal is amended. It now reads the best evidence panel as a basis for pursuing 9/11 justice. Okay. Would anybody like to speak to the amended proposal that has only spoken once?
Yeah, I would like to, George here, I'm sorry. Just to reiterate, I think that it is time that we move towards a legal footprint instead of the justice idea, I think, has validity. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Would anybody else who's only spoken once want to speak again, or should we move to a vote?
This is Dwayne.
Dwayne?
Okay. I'm not clear in my mind whether this is going against the, the objective or the mission of this teleconference, which is to not do research, but rather it's to coordinate the various groups. And I feel like taking a stand, even if it's saying a basis, is not in alignment with what the mission of this telecon is. Over.
Okay. Would anybody else like to speak that has only spoken once?
Yeah, I'd like to comment on that.
You already spoken twice. So I'm asking for people who've only spoken once. Is anybody else that's only spoken once?
Craig,
go ahead.
Yeah, just briefly, I just want to sort of say that I would stick to my original position. I don't think that changing it from the to has any sort of bearing on my objections. That's all.
Okay. Thank you.
And Robin?
Anybody else who's only spoken once? Go ahead, Rob.
Yes, again, kind of lining up with Dwayne, and the reason that I sort of wanted to talk about Don's first amendment first, or A, or whatever it was because there was a question, I remember a discussion before on trying to define what this group was, and I think that we went around and around on, you know, including words and whatever it might be. So I am concerned about changing the group's mission, and I'm really concerned about limiting research and pissing anybody off. And I just think we can run the risk of doing that with this. And so
like
I think research needs
that.
To be done on. I'd like that.
I think
so I think we need
comments.
Some.
I think we've already.
I think we need some research.
You're out of order, Don. You're out of order. Robin has the floor, please.
I think that we need to do some research on what the mission statement is and make sure that we aren't, contradicting ourselves. I'm not sure.
Okay, we've run out of time on this issue. Does anybody want to make a proposal to extend the time, or do we want to move to a vote?
I want to move to a vote now.
I'll second.
Okay. So we moved to second and moved to a vote. That's the same thing. Okay, so let's just go ahead and vote.
Point of order. It needs to be clear to us on whether this is a two-thirds vote because it's changing our mission, or whether it's a majority vote.
You're not changing the mission.
Well, we need
You're
to get this clarified before we vote.
Well, wait a minute.
Changing your mission. We're just adding to the mission.
Let me respond to the point of order, please. If it's your belief that this is outside of our mission, then I think it would behoove you to move to postpone until we can consider the question of whether or not it falls within our mission to pass it. I think that would be the appropriate.
I don't think so. We already got a second on this, Ken.
Okay.
I think we
excuse me, you're out of order. You're out of order, Doc. I'm not out of order. I'm the facilitator, and I'm going to ask you to please respect the fact that you have not been called. No, you've not been called on to speak. You have not been called on to speak. You have not been called on to speak. You have not been called on to speak. Robin had the floor. Robin stated a point of order. I, as the facilitator, Dwayne. I, as the facilitator, am responding to Dwayne's point of order. That's where we are now in the flow of things, Don. And you do not have a right to speak right now to this question, okay? You do not have a right to speak.
No, you're bringing up a real issue.
You are interrupting the point of order. Now, if you disagree with the
issue,
Don, I'm not going
to
put up with this. I am not going
to
put up with this any further. If you will not go along with the rules of order of this group, Don, I'm going to ask you to leave the call. We speak one at a time, and the person who has the floor has the right to speak. I have the floor right now. You do not have the floor. Do you understand that?
It's a silk toss to be that way. Who the hell do you think you're talking to? All right? I happen to be 85. I could take 10 out of you. Let's go.
I'm going to take a vote to request that Don be asked to leave the conference call. Take it or leave it. I'm requesting that Don leaves the conference call right now.
Seconded.
Okay, moved and seconded that Don leaves the conference.
Robin.
Thank you, Robin. All in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
I'm opposed.
Don, you please leave the call.
I'm opposed, too.
You may come back next week, but you need to take a break, okay? You just don't understand how to take your turn to speak, and we can't conduct the conference call.
I understand there are spies within the 9/11
Don, you've been asked to leave.
They love it when you do nothing. They love it
okay.
when you're doing nothing.
Well, then,
nowhere. Okay?
We have no choice.
All you spies out there, watch out.
Oh, boy.
That's right. Every single 9/11 organization has got spies from the government, and this is not one that's immune to it. I'll tell you that right now.
Don, please leave the call. Okay. I'm sorry that had to happen, but it was just a matter of time. So let's hope that he thinks about it over the next week and decides that he wants to keep order next time when he comes back on the conference call. Since he's not here, we'll have to postpone these other items until he returns to the conference call. We'll move on to the next item. And the next item is James's request that we discuss Steve's proposal that was just, I think, forwarded today to the 9/11 telecon list about an experiment. So, James, do you want to talk about that, then we can open it up for discussion?
Well, it seemed like a reasonable experiment to try to replicate as experimentally as far as possible the conditions on which under which the object aircraft struck the World Trade Center buildings, and
can you describe it? Describe it for people that haven't seen the movie.
Well, yeah. Well, I suggested that possibly if there weren't enough who had seen it to have a meaningful discussion, that we could defer it until our next meeting.
Well, I know, but why not just describe what the experiment consists of, and so people are aware of it, okay?
Well, okay. Well, it's just this man demonstrated that there's a facility in New Mexico that under which collision scenarios have been conducted experimentally to show what the effect would be, and he just wondered what would happen if we set up an experiment, or if he set up an experiment under which the conditions of the collision of the aircraft or purported collision of the aircraft into the World Trade Center, as shown in all of the film clips that we have seen had taken place, and see if the effects that were shown photographically actually would be the effects that would occur, and that would be taking into account the weight and mass of the objects involved, and just set it all up experimentally and see what would happen. And his contention was that with the consistency of the front end and wings of the aircraft, that the results of that collision, or those collisions, I guess, since there were two of them, at the World Trade Center, were impossible as shown, and to show, he's trying to show that that's not really what took place, and that those had been photographically tampered with in order to the government to push a certain narrative. I don't know if I explained that very well, but that's my take on it.
This is Duane.
Yeah, Duane, go ahead.
I didn't see the video, but I think a basic question is how stationary the simulated columns of the building would be. In other words, they would give somewhat in the building. They wouldn't be absolutely stationary to the ground. And so I don't know how you would model that in what you ran your test against. And just along that line, there's been a lot of talk by people like David Chandler, who say that Flight 77 going into the Pentagon is not surprising that it was just completely shredded because of this test that had been run where an F-4 Phantom had been rammed into a concrete mass on that track, probably the same test track.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that, to me, is never mentioned, the concrete block was on a frictionless surface. And no one ever mentions that. But the Pentagon is not a bunch of columns on a frictionless surface. So that very fact makes that completely non-applicable in my mind. Yet you have a physicist that claims that demonstrates something important. So it's those kind of questions that make me wonder whether this would end up proving anything. Over.
So Dwayne, why are they not on a frictionless surface in the Pentagon?
Well, I think any building would not be a frictionless surface. By friction, I mean a frictionless surface of that big concrete block in the test allowed it to move laterally when it got hit. But that's not what the real situation would be. You'd have a mass that's tied into your foundation.
I gotcha. Okay. Okay, well, this is Ken. I put myself on the stack, too. I'm extremely impressed by the approach that this guy's taking. I'm not sure what this test is going to demonstrate or not, or how well it's going to be set up. I'd like to be a participant, I think, in helping to plan it to make sure that the objections, such as those that have already been raised here, or the concerns, are addressed so that it can demonstrate something or another. Basically, the question of whether or not the steel framework on the outside of the building, the steel lattice work,
could have been penetrated by a jetliner, okay? And I would really like to see that demonstrated. And as I said on the telecon, I think that it's a win-win situation because if the experiment fails in the sense that it proves that it can cut through it, well, that's the end of the no planes argument, at least as far as that particular aspect of it goes. On the other hand, if it proves that it does, if steel can withstand that kind of an impact, then it certainly opens up a smoking gun argument for the 9/11 truth movement. So I think that would be money well spent to try to support it. He realizes it's going to be fairly expensive to pull off, but I can't think of a better thing to do right now because nobody else is trying to do anything particularly scientific, and I agree with him that it's going to take some kind of, you know, really clear-cut scientific evidence to convince at least the educated segment of the population that they have to be more responsive to the claims of the 9/11 truth movement.
George,
go ahead.
Well, I first of all, I think anybody that's doing anything on... Here's something in the background. Ought to be vetted, and nobody's vetted this fellow. I'd be interested to hear anything. And that, in terms of that, of course, Orling, Jeffrey Orling just sent in an email to the list that questions whether, you know, what this guy's technical background is. I don't know, but he's posed an interesting idea, and I don't know if any of you have it appears that none of you have gone to the comment section on his webpage, the 911crashtest.org, which I did this afternoon, and I'll just read what I said. You've posed an interesting test, but must be sure it's validated by sufficient numbers of observers so that the credibility of the outcome is either way is not suspect. Modeling a system or circumstance is always difficult. It troubles me a bit that this test is only using a portion of a wing that is not under load, i.e. vertical instead of horizontal. Plane in flight would have tension and stresses on each component to the load. How can this be replicated in your test? Why not utilize a full wing and multiple bands of steel lattice? And I'll just mention that before me gave the example that the steel lattice would not be quite as it was. I think you have a very achievable idea here and hope to see it materialize. I hope you can be convincing in addressing the variables and factors, the difference between static and dynamic, the fact that the nose and fuselage had already impacted and set up an internal tremor, the effect of the jet engines and landing gear. One very plausible funding idea, this is sort of humorous, would be to make it a betting man's project. I don't
know. Oh, right.
Yeah, pretty mutual pool on the outcome. That's pretty good.
It seems to me that there would be a lot of people willing to place bets on this one. Have you ever seen the photo of the 2x4 stuck clear through a 10-inch palm tree trunk by the hurricane force winds? You can Google it, a 2x4 through palm tree, and you'll come up with photographs. And I just say that to point out that, you know, there's an awful lot of strange things that happen. But for me, the nanothermite is the smoking gun, and I would like to see another laboratory challenge or support the findings of the Danish laboratory with a peer-reviewed study.
Well, yeah.
Robin on the stack.
Robin, go ahead.
It's kind of repeating myself, just... I think there's somebody not on earlier. My concerns about this effort, not that it's worthy, it's very much worthy. I'm into studying everything and testing everything. I'm all for that. But setting up the experiment to duplicate or replicate that collision, I think needs the highest level of scrutiny because so many parts of the aircraft work with each other, okay, in forces of collision at the time of collision, that just doing one girder and a small part of the wing is just simply, I don't believe, enough to do it, to come out with any reliable information. So I'm very concerned about how well thought out and how technically brilliant this would have to be. Dwayne will know this, that when there are things called flight simulators that are big beast electronic physical combination where you can set up almost any flight scenario in any type of modern large aircraft, and they are extremely complex, okay, in their electronics and their and how they interrelate with the pilot and other input sources into the flight of the craft. I mean, extremely complex. And I feel that such an experiment has to be extremely complex to have any validity. Things have to be virtually the same. Dwayne had mentioned just a, you know, an immovable force or frictionless force or whatever. I think there has to be a lot more than just that. There are too many. That's a very complex project that he's talking about. And I'm really not in a position of asking questions that, you know, I'm a little bit concerned about the answers to, but I do want the answers as long as they are representative and reflective of actually what happened. So I think we should try to get this guy. I haven't seen the film. I'll try to go to that website, but I think we should get this fellow on the line next month and just talk with him. This is a big thing.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well,
this is okay. James.
James, myself, go ahead.
Okay, I think probably the most important component of all would be to get a wide, a very convincing array of experts to sign off on the conditions under which this is done before anything actually happens in the field. I mean, I think if you get enough people saying, yes, this is set up correctly and this will answer the question that you're attempting to answer, then I think you have something. But I think it would just be a big waste of time and money if it's done half-ass. I mean, it's got to be done right, and it's got to be signed off on by a convincing, very convincing array of experts.
Okay, Craig, and then
well
myself.
Said.
You're well said.
Yeah.
Craig?
Yeah, I just want, basically, James just said exactly what I was going to say, that you really would need to get that level of support before the fact, because otherwise the same people who discount this this issue will do so again. They won't change their mind. I know on my blog this is pretty much the main topic that gets discussed. Even though when there are other topics that start off, it ends up always going back to that. And we've got Jim Fetzer, who's a big proponent of the idea that the plane could not have cut through in that way. And we actually had Steve, is it Diak? Is that how it's said? He's actually commented on my blog today, sort of responding to the people who were arguing with Fetzer. So, and we also had Claire Kuhn commenting, and she's one of the people that presented in Vancouver. So they're having an argument on this very subject. But anyway, other than that, I just want to say that you'd have to really get widespread agreement before you even started, because otherwise people would just discount it.
Right.
That's it.
Okay. Well, this is Ken. Craig just took the words right out of my mouth, so I'll agree with Craig, agreeing with James on that. But the other thing is, I want to comment on what Robin said. I'd like to really urge Robin to go to the website after he watches the movie, and make exactly those comments there, so that we can get a response from the organizers about that particular concern. I think, Robin, you're very articulate and knowledgeable about this, and those are the kind of questions that need to be asked, and you can do it better than I can, so I'd rather ask you to do it than for me to try to, rephrase what you're saying and put it on there, because I think you can do a much better job.
Well, I will try to do that. And, Ken, I'm not getting a lot of these updates. The only thing I ever get from this minutes, okay, so I'm not on something. I don't know what I'm supposed to be on, but I'm
not on
that.
Could you
have my email. Can you just send me both the link and maybe the video, too? And then I'll definitely look at this because this is a good subject.
I will do that, Robin. But would you like to be on the listserv as well?
Yeah, sure. I haven't been on it yet.
I don't understand why, but I will subscribe to the listserv tonight and make sure that you're on in the future. Okay. Okay.
Great.
This is Dwayne.
Okay. Dwayne, go ahead.
If it's only available on the listserv, then I'm not on the listserv. So can you send it to me? Because I used to be on the listserv, but it got so ugly.
In
one of the arguments that I just removed myself.
Yeah, it's gotten tame. It's gotten tamer, but it's there's still now and then some what you call temporizing. But what do you want to do, James? Dwayne? Do you want to be resubscribed for a while, or you want me to just send it to you privately?
Yeah, you can resubscribe me for a while.
Okay. Yeah,
off
no, if you don't like it, you can get back off again. Okay. But I'll make sure both of you guys get that tonight, because that's pretty urgent. Anybody else want to speak to this issue? Okay, well, James, thank you so much for putting it on the agenda. I think it's an idea that definitely is inspired and certainly deserving of more attention. And the question has been raised whether about inviting Steve to our conference call, which I think is in order. I think there's sufficient interest in his project. How do we want to do that?
Do we have anybody?
I have his email address, and if it didn't come through in what I sent to the group, Ken, I'll send it to you.
I already have his email address, and I've already volunteered to work with him in helping to organize this thing. So I would be happy on behalf of the group to just go ahead and ask him if he would be interested in coming on a conference call next time to answer questions. Okay.
We'll second that motion.
All right. So if there's no objection to that, I'll do that. Okay, well, I guess we're at the point of announcements. Does anybody have any other announcements?
This is Dwayne.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Greg.
This is having to do with what's going on with the Vancouver hearings group. All of the speakers have been asked to submit by the 30th of this month two or more names of people that should be questioned. And so some have already turned in their write-ups. Basically people that should be indicted.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, that's coming together. So that's on the justice side. We talked about the truth and justice. Things are moving along.
Very good. Okay, any other announcements?
Great. Could you elaborate a little on how they're moving along again?
Well, it's part of a hearing, and there are judges involved with a tribunal, even though there's two judges. And the intent is to put together the evidence that points to individual people. And there's probably about a half dozen possible venues that this could end up going. Could be within Canada, it could be on an international basis, it could be possibilities within the U.S., although less likely. So what it's doing is putting in place something that could be acted upon if you had a prosecutor willing to do it somewhere.
Great.
And will it be just address the issues addressed in Vancouver, or?
No, it's more than that.
Yeah.
I'll just give you my own example. Since I presented on the subject of the Twin Towers, assessing alternate theories on the Twin Towers, at first I approached it in my own mind as, wanting to pick something that was individuals that were that clearly were connected to the Twin Towers. I ended up picking two senior people in the Department of Justice, John Ashcroft and Michael Chertoff, because everything within the Department of Justice, including the FBI and any of the prosecution and investigations like to the Massali trial, that all came under that senior management. And there actually was a 9/11 task force that was set up about 2 weeks later, maybe, by Ashcroft, that was to really be on top of anything on 9/11. And so Chertoff was the one who was a name to head up that task force. So everything, in my mind, is under the control of that task force. Like the NTSB, they didn't independently investigate any of the airplanes. They just responded to what the FBI asked them to do. So that was a very important task force that I think was controlling the cover-up, basically. And so I ended up both talking about things related to the Twin Towers, like allowing all of the steel debris to be shipped off. That really was under the control of that task force. And they gave up control. And anything having to do with NTSB, anything to have to do with the FBI, all funnels into that top level. So that was my rationale for picking those two individuals to name. Over.
Okay, thank you. Any other announcements?
Robin, I might just mention.
Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, just to update you on me, I am keeping very busy. I'm working on a whole bunch with a guy from New York State on analyzing the radar data in and about Washington, D.C. regarding Mark Gaffney's mystery plane, the E-4B, that was seen flying around at low altitudes. There's no radar data available from all the radar information data streams that we've pulled out so far. We have not been able to find any reference or any data that confirms in a radar-wise that this aircraft was there, yet we do know that it was seen. The objective of that is to eventually make a case undermining the validity of the radar data that has been given to us by the RAIDS and the FAA, by the U.S. government. And that's, I think, an important step. And the reason that I think that's an important step is because the way that I look at the flight data recorder for American 77 and the radar data here and what I know about it, because I've done some of this these breakouts and spreadsheets and analyzing positions of aircraft, 12 seconds, every subsequent 12 seconds. I've done all of this, is that it is, it's easily possible, okay, that the data that we have gotten after the fact has been, radar data and the FDR data has been really fabricated in a fashion to match itself. So we have quite a bit of information in the movement that fundamentally debunks the FDR in many ways. And so me and this fellow and a couple of other people are doing the same thing to kind of expose that the information that the government gave us about radar tracks and radar targets in that area are not accurate. Eventually, the objective is to get the radar data from the FAA, the real raw original radar data from the FAA, and to analyze what happened when American 77's transponder was turned off, and then all of a sudden, allegedly, there was no radar data, primary target radar data presented to the FAA air traffic controllers. So the big goal that's probably going to take some years is if we if it comes out that American 77 did not hit the Pentagon, and, you know, I don't want to argue that right now, then where did it go? Well, I don't know where it went, except for I know where we need to begin to look at it, look for it. And that's back in eastern Ohio. So in order to get to the point of being developing valid questions and valid concerns, and to be able to challenge the data that the federal government has given us, we have to first just make some points that, hey, we've caught you manipulating this data, and we're doing pretty good at that. So in any event, if American 77 didn't hit the Pentagon, then there was a swap somewhere between eastern Ohio and where this target popped up over western Virginia, central West Virginia. So that's what consumes quite a bit of my time out here, and then also into the streets and doing what I'm doing, and I'm going to appeal to some technophobe, some technical genius, if they can just, because I'm copying my own DVDs, I'm broke, it doesn't matter, they're going out like wildfire, it's really great. The conversation is opening up because of the Israeli-Muslim discussion. That discussion is in everybody's minds anyways. It's a perfect vehicle. It's really a surprise. I'm stunned. I'm stunned at this. I thought I'd be, you know, tarred and feathered, and I haven't been, and it's, so it's really, really great. So in any event, I did ask Gage and Architects and Engineers, who have got, almost 2,000 of them, to throw in $5 to give me 5,000 DVDs that I can hand out, because it's between 2 and 4 million people that go through the ferry system here, and I'm out there at least once a week. And, again, they gave me two DVDs, and the person in, like, who was heading the whole tour decides to take a bike ride across the country when I had offered her the opportunity and the power and energy to organize the entire ferry system in the Puget Sound. I think we have 5 or 6 ferries, and we can put people at all the ferries and just hand out these DVDs, because once they get the DVD, people won't come back. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. So anyways, so if anybody can get me 3-minute Bob Bowman, whatever it is, Expert Speaks Out, and then some information about the Dancing Israelis, Fox News, whatever, Carl Cameron, whatever it might be, as a master so that I can burn this, this will be extraordinarily helpful to me. And if anybody wants to donate any DVDs, please do. I mean, it costs me money. I'm broke. So that's it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Well, Robin, this is Ken Freeland. I want to ask you two questions about what you just said.
Sure.
First of all, I want to really acknowledge the technical expertise that you're bringing to the call and the work that you're doing, the research work. I just think it's incredible, and it's extremely important. I want to say that as far as the DVD goes, are you saying that Architects and Engineers sent you 2 DVDs or 2,000 DVDs?
Two. And when Gage was up here in Seattle for his presentation that he's been doing, I sat at a table and I said, Richard, I got this place. There are between 2 and 4 million people out here all the time. I'm handing this stuff out. I'm in good shape. These things are going on. I want you to ask your fellow members, okay, to donate $5 each and give me 5,000 of your DVDs. That's going to cost me $5,000. Yeah, well, that's, correct.
I know, Richard.
Exactly. So and the bottom line of the story is I'm doing more for Architects and Engineers than the person who funded Expert Speaks Out, who's taken a summertime bike ride. And we probably could have reached, you know, millions of people if she had decided to take the summer months up here in the Pacific Northwest and organize the ferries.
Okay, Robin, I have a little bit of background in video work, not a lot, but enough to know that it wouldn't take much to put together the pieces that you're talking about onto a master. The question is, you know, how concerned are you with quality? Okay, I could probably help you with those.
I don't think quality is that important.
Well, if it's not that important, you know that YouTube has its own video editor where you can put things together and make new videos. Okay?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yes, they do. Well, it's a deep, dark secret, and you almost have to be an insider to know about it, but it's there, and I know how to use it, and I'd be glad to put together the pieces that you want so that you can have
a
master word for
it. You'll be a freaking hero, man. I'm telling you.
Well,
this is huge.
I'll communicate with you privately about this, and we'll just find the pieces, and I'll put them together for you, and you'll have a master to work from, okay?
Oh, boy, that would be so great. I'm telling you, this is huge. I can't believe what is happening and how open people are. I can't believe it. It's been for years.
If you've got the opening, man, we've got to help you fill it, man. And I'm going to help. I'll do what I can to help you, okay, personally,
great.
Okay?
Thank you so much. It'd be great. And if anybody has any blank DVDs hanging around, you know, and wants to help out, send them my way, because I go and I buy 100 at a time here, and anyways, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
That would be
so
awesome.
We'll have Robin and Dwayne on the telecon soon enough so that anybody else that wants to communicate with them about this, it'll be easier to do so.
Great.
Okay. Anybody
Thank
else have anything
else?
This is Dwayne.
Dwayne.
This is the last call before the 11th anniversary.
Yep.
And the subject of what's going on in the 11th anniversary hasn't come up. Does anyone know of anything that's going on of significance?
I think New York City is doing what they normally do. They have a bunch of street actions for the weekend, and then they're going to be at the at the site, participating as we always have, you know, just standing silently beside there and stuff like that. So New York is pretty much doing what New York does. I know that. I know I've got my own project up here because in Bremerton, Washington, which is the Puget Sound Naval Station, something like that. Anyways, big military town. They got a couple of beams from the World Trade Center and are putting together a memorial. They haven't been able to fund it yet, but every year I've been down there sort of voicing a different opinion, and they're doing something again this year. And so on the 11th, actually it's on the 9th, there's a major event that I'm going to personally attend, and then on the 11th I'll, of course, be at the future site of their memorial. This is something that we should do. I want them to build all the memorials they possibly can. Build them. Build 1,000 of them, and we'll see you there every September.
Yeah. Yeah. This is James. This is not going to compare and scale to some of the other things, but my local regional group, 9/11 Truth of Central Iowa, is renting a movie theater in Des Moines near Drake University for the fifth straight year on 9/11, and showing this year we're showing Experts Speak Out at 9/11 p.m. on 9/11.
Great.
Cool.
It's great. It's good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you need to be patted on the back too. Last September 11th, I ran, I ran the film I was in, Zero, in my local theater here, and it was sold out. We had to run another one. It was great. So
we showed that two different years, and that went over big.
Yeah. You know, people are coming out of their shell that Bush put them in when he said, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. Okay, that comment was made to put people into their caves and to hide. People are coming out, and of course the kids, they don't care. Just give me another DVD to look at.
Yeah. Okay, this is Dwayne again.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, something that is coming out, the 9/11 consensus panel is going to be coming out with some more points just
a
day or so before the 11th anniversary.
Great. Mm-hmm. Dwayne, does that group have a distribution list or system? Because I would love to have my email address on that. If anything comes ahead, if they ended up being like a blogger or just sent some stuff out, I would love to be able to get that printed out. Boy, I'll just see where we are and where we're going.
I'll ask about that. I don't think they have anything right now.
That'd be awesome.
What they do, the approach they've taken, and will do this time, is they put out a press release that is, I mean, it's this PR newswire, which is the press release service. So it shows up in all of the newsrooms of the mainstream media, although most newsrooms don't do anything with it.
No, and so my point is that's, no offense for the panel, but that's upside down. I think that this, the consensus information and what we get, because every time we move ahead, things get simpler and clearer, okay, and more easy to explain. This should be fed to the grassroots, to us out mm-hmm. here in the street, so that we have more information that we can cobble together and then hand somebody. We can't go through the existing media. We have to be our own educators. And it works. I'm telling you, my feedback is that it works. People are far hungrier now. They're just less afraid.
So do I need to forward that request to the powers that be there and see if they'll consider like having an email distribution list or something?
Yeah, my suggestion to them, I think, will be to at least send a link, an announcement and a link to everyone on our telecon list, which is pretty long. Mm-hmm. That would be a starting point anyway.
Great. Okay. Plop it into Blogger, too. Anywhere. You know, 911.org,
yeah.
Truth.org, anywhere. It's helpful to have, for the people in the street, to have information where it is less is more. Less is more. Simpler is better. Boom, boom, boom. It's done. They just get it. It's just a really wonderful way to do it. And if Don hadn't misbehaved tonight, you know, I mean, I'm into like 13 or 25 points or whatever it is that we might be. We're getting so good at this. We just need to distribute it.
Yeah. We need to chew it and spit it out. Okay. So, I think we're at the end of our call here. There's another, for those of you who might be aware of the Corey situation, the Craig and Cindy Corey are having a live stream tonight at 8:30, or, you know, at the half hour here, so I need to go and get on that. So,
great.
Because of the verdict and all that. So I will ask that we adjourn the teleconference now, and we'll be back for the third Wednesday. The last Wednesday in November. So hopefully we'll all have something
September.
To report about what we did to September, what we did to celebrate the anniversary in a decent way. Okay, thank you.
Right. Good. Thanks for doing that, Ken. That's great. I had a chance to meet the Coreys up here in Tacoma. So very important. It's a very big story here.
It is
dovetailing right into what I'm trying to give you feedback about. Muslims were, you know, scapegoats and.
Yep.
Yep. Dancing Israelis.
Yep.
It's huge.
Yep.
If I could, George here, the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy is coming up and following.
Oh, right, yeah. Why don't we put that
in March?
George, why don't you put that on the agenda for the next teleconference? All
right.
Yeah.
Well, if we could all think about that and use it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
I agree. Okay.
Totally
good idea.
Agree.
All right.
Great. All right.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.